Hi, everybody. I'm Cynthia Garrett, and welcome to The Sessions. And joining me today, of course, is Christina Reynolds, our resident. Wow. I mean, you're our resident singer-songwriter, but you're so much more than that. You guys know, you've been watching The Sessions. Christina has become a really great part of the show, and I'm just always blessed by everything that she has to say. But today, we have two guests who are... they're family to me. I mean, they are. That's the best way to say it. They're family to me. And you know, all of you know Darren Wilson's work. You know his films from Finger of God to Furious Love, Father of Lights, Holy Ghost, and Holy Ghost Reborn. And he is currently in the process of getting ready to bring us God-Man, which will be incredible. Mm-hmm. But joining us today in a really special way on the couch for a conversation about parenting and navigating youth and all of the things that we kind of need to know to make this journey with our teenagers effectively. So whether you're under 18 or over 18 and a parent, you need to watch the next couple of episodes, because I promise you that we're gonna have some great conversation. And you know me, I like to keep it real. So, I mean, welcome. Hi, you guys.
Thank you. Hi. Thanks for having us.
I know. This is awesome that we're all in London at the same time.
This is super
I
fun.
Know.
Yeah, I know. So I just have to start, I think, with the most broad, hilarious question, which is this. Darren, mm-hmm. set the stage for the joys of parenthood.
Oh, boy. Well, I will. So I've got three kids, and Serenity is my first.
Yeah.
And so all of my horrible parenting mistakes, we're pretty much done with her.
Yeah, as it goes.
And we've, you know, and it's interesting because she's my only daughter. I have two other boys. And for the longest time, and we can get into this, I mean, we're very different personalities. I'm very much a hobbit. I just like to be, you know, I don't like to be in the spotlight. I don't like to, you know, I'm very introverted. Whereas Serenity is the exact opposite. She is a people person. I mean, she's like Cynthia Garrett light.
Exactly.
Right?
She's a social butterfly.
She lights up the room. You know, she loves to talk. She loves people. And so for the longest time, we were oil and water for a very, very long time. And I know that you struggled with some things, with just not being able to really kind of feeling like she could really reach her dad. And then, but then, you know, Jesus shows up and changes things.
Yeah.
We can talk about that. But for me, it's been a journey, especially raising a daughter.
Yeah.
Like, I get guys, you know? Like, I get dudes. But, like, raising a daughter is just, it's a different, and especially in society now, it's so hard.
So what's been the biggest challenge raising a daughter versus, you know, boys?
Dealing with boys.
Yeah.
Wanting to, you know, come after my daughter. So, yeah, that's been the hardest thing. Just, again, like, because she's almost 18. I mean, she's almost, like, out of the house at this point.
Yeah, but she's not old enough to date until she's 40.
I'm out.
Exactly, that's what I say. But, for, you know, it's just, that's always been a challenge of, like, man, I just don't want, you know what I mean? Like, I guess part of me is I don't trust boys because I am a boy.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And I was going to say, let's keep it real.
And I know what teenage boys are like because I was one.
Right.
And I'm just like, oh, I don't want to do this. So that's been difficult.
Yeah.
For sure, for me.
I mean, you're left really and truly, you're so tested. And I know that parents watching this, especially guys with daughters, you know, I have a lot of brothers and... as justice would have it, my brothers all have daughters. Which is very interesting that God saw fit to give the only two girls, myself and my sister, the boys. But I think, you know, you hear all the jokes about, oh my gosh, she's so beautiful, what are you gonna do? I'm gonna buy a gun. Mm. You know, da 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 da.
Yeah.
But I think honestly, you're really tested in your faith in God with a daughter.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, yeah.
And with her especially.
Yeah. Okay, Sister Ed, it's probably time for you to chime in here. So what do you think has been, like, what do you think has been the most difficult part of your journey for your dad? I know he says boys.
Yeah.
But what's been hard for you to deal with? And you know, what have you been sensitized to him dealing with?
Yeah, well, for me, and I feel like a lot of my friends struggle with this too, is like, we want to be open with our parents, and we want to have that confidant, someone to confide in and talk to and like learn lessons from, but there's like there's always that fear of like, oh God, like what if they get mad about this and like hold me back and punish me? And that has been something that has held me back a lot of times from talking to my parents about things, because I'm like, well, then they're not going to let me do them anymore. You know what I mean?
Nice.
Which is probably what I needed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, so for sure, just wanting to confide in him, and like, I don't want him to be disappointed in me.
Right.
You know what I mean? And like, I feel like for a lot of kids too, like disappointment is so much worse than anger.
Hands down, I could not agree with you more.
Yeah.
I had my grandfather was probably one of the two most important men in my young life, and especially informing me. And my grandpa would only ever have to look at me, and he would go, "Well, Slim, I'm disappointed," and I would start bawling.
Yeah, it's the worst.
I did not want to disappoint him at all. So that was horrible.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, do you feel like you have had times where you've disappointed your parents?
Yeah, for sure. And most of the time that I've just disappointed them is when I've kept something from them. Right. And if I would have just gone to them in the first place and been open and honest and trusted them, there wouldn't have been that same level of just like, like that feeling.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Darren, how do you mask or reveal your disappointment when Seren comes to you with something?
Well, I mean, I try not to. I try not to bring that into, you know, because she's had some rough patches.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, whenever she's sat down and kind of just had her confessional, right. I mean, I've tried to be, hopefully I have been, yeah. I've tried to be like who the father has been to me. You know what I mean? Which is like, he doesn't come with punishment. He doesn't come with like anger. He comes with grace. And for me, it's just like, I may say like, well, that really stinks. That makes me sad. Usually it's just, I'm sad for her
right.
that she had to go through all this stuff alone.
Right.
And so I'm like, so then it just becomes, okay, well, what can we do? How can I help you?
Yeah.
How can I help you to avoid some of these situations again? And usually starts with, let's just be open with me. Just be honest with me.
Yeah,
you know?
For sure.
You've been great about that. I don't even know.
I know, he's been awesome.
He has, because like, I don't even know if you know, there are times where you've called or you've reached out and said, you know, Seren could really use you right now. Like, you know, she loves you. She looks up to you. What are you guys doing? You know, could she come hang out? And I always thought, you know, what a beautiful thing. Well, for me, first of all, as a friend, to feel like, God, you know, my brother trusts me with his daughter who he adores, you know? And so that always really made me feel like really special. But it also made me really look at your love for your daughter and the way that your openness to going, she doesn't need the pink pillow right now. She needs maybe a gray pillow.
Yeah.
Right. He just wants to, like, and as a parent, it's true. The best thing you can do is just try to get your child what they need.
Right. Yeah.
The support that they need, whatever that looks like. And I don't know what that looks like sometimes. I've called you about Christian before.
Yeah, because sometimes you're so in the woods that you just need to like kind of send her out of the woods for somebody else to get a kind of to bring a fresh perspective, just so you know, it's not that bad. This is actually kind of normal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like
right.
sometimes you just need that, because just when you're in the middle of it, sometimes you just get kind of overwhelmed.
I'm thinking about the fact that I've called you before about Christian. Mm-hmm. Hey, can you talk to him about this? Or I reach out to you guys, you know, my brothers in Christ a lot about my son. Well, also because I probably know all of you guys through Christian. I mean, I think Christian's the genesis of everything in my life, Jesus, which is really insane, which actually is an affirmation of how much the kids can actually lead, you know, impact our journey and our growth if we're open enough and humble enough as parents to like admit that we're growing also.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, like, do you feel that you've made mistakes, Darren, in your parenting?
Oh gosh, yes. Yeah, I mean, and honestly, it was, it wasn't like I had to read, it wasn't like I read a book and the light came out. Like I actually had to have a full on encounter with Jesus to flip my parenting with her. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you wanted to hear the story real quick.
It's really cool.
I totally do. And then Christina, you better be thinking about your response, because I see your wheels turning over there too. She has two young kids. And last night we ended up in a whole conversation about sons, you know, as a mom.
Yeah.
And how, you tell your story first. You know my journey with that.
Yes, I do. No, so for me, it was, I always struggle with Serenity because she was so different from me. And she's my first. So, like, there's just always been, like, I just don't want to let her go. I don't want her to grow up. I don't want her, you know what I mean? And that's even where the boys think. Like, I don't want her to just have to experience this, all these horrible things. And so I just kind of held on so tightly to her. But at the same time, I didn't know how to relate to her.
Right.
Because she's a girl and she's way different than me. And so it's a long, complicated story, but like the short version is I had to basically had an encounter with Jesus where, like a literal encounter where I saw, it was a vision very, very, very clear. I've only had like two of these in my entire life. And he made me walk upstairs to her room. I remember him opening the door and he walked into it and Serenity was like, in the vision, Serenity was just laying on her bed, just chilling. And Jesus said, it's time for you to give her to me.
Wow.
And I mean, I'm bawling. The vision's happening. I'm just crying my eyes out because I'm like, I don't want to.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it gets me emotional. And he said, I remember the last thing he said before he closed the door, he says, I promise I will take very good care of her.
Yeah.
And he closed the door. And it broke something in me. It broke that thing that was like holding on so, so tightly that like as a parent, like my child can't, I have to be there. I have to like be, you know, be the one who protects her. And I just realized like, Jesus will actually do it.
Yeah.
And like, she can give you very concrete examples.
Yeah.
Since then, one, it changed everything for us.
Oh,
like you could tell the next day, like what the heck is wrong with Dad? Because I just was, it was different, and like I was able to connect with her in a new way, because it wasn't like there wasn't the pressure anymore. It was just like it's my daughter. I love her. I can just, you know.
Yeah.
But what Jesus has done, like she has found herself in some wild, funky, bad situations, and Jesus always. And we laugh because he has her on a short leash.
Yeah.
So right when she's trying to do something like she probably shouldn't be doing,
right.
She gets caught every single time.
Something happens.
Right. I mean, Saran, I gotta just tell you, because I was that daughter also, his daughter, right? It's like, you know, just when I thought like, oh yeah, it's good. Don't like the leash would yank me back, and I'm like, well, I want to be bad now. You know? Like, and it's like, honestly, there's this incredible thing about being marked of the Lord.
Yeah.
And I do think, listen, if you're a parent, I think this has a lot to do with your prayers of protection over your children and your understanding that
Seriously.
When there's a calling on their life, there's a calling on their life.
Right.
And, you know, it's the scripture that says, if you make your bed in hell, I will be there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's so true. There were some situations I remember literally, like, I would almost like, I feel like I was like turning over and going, oh, you're here. Okay, it's time to leave. This is not the party we gotta be at right now.
Yeah.
You know, and it's a blessing.
Yeah.
You know, but that, you know, Christina, just after hearing, I mean, what Darren experienced,
yeah.
You have young kids, and I know sometimes Christina and I talk about like, how do you let them go? How do you turn them over to the Lord? I struggled big time with this one, and God really had to talk to me a number of times,
mm-hmm.
like he is not yours.
Right.
I got him,
right.
You know? Where are you in the journey with that?
Well, my kids are still a little younger, mm-hmm. so I can't even imagine. I mean, I have a daughter as well. Her name's Nikki, and she's only 3, but I can't imagine her being 17. And
yeah.
I feel that wrestle with you, Darren,
yeah.
and you just hearing your encounter with the Lord, I want to start crying. Because it's another test of my faith and going, wow, my kids are your kids.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just, you've entrusted them to me. So I don't know. It's encouraging, but it also tears my heart a little bit.
Oh.
So where I'm at, I don't know. I'm not there yet.
Yeah.
I'm still like, you've got to do what I say right now.
Yeah. He's got, how old
right,
is
yeah, you're,
yeah.
You're fine. You can.
I'm good. I'm good.
Yeah. Nikki's 4 now. So you have like, you know, 12 more years of preparation time.
But. Well, and I think what we forget is what is Christianity at the end of the day? We think it's like, we turn it into going to church. We turn it into like religious activities and duties, right? But at the end of the day, all it is faith.
Mm.
And like, are you, how, and all faith is trust. How much do you actually trust the Lord?
Yeah.
And like, and it's easy to trust him in smaller things, but then when you get to the things that really matter, like your kids, which are, they matter the most, that's when it gets the hardest. It's the hardest because it's like, do I actually trust him?
Yeah.
And when he asked me this, like, I actually trusted him. And I don't worry about her anymore because I know, like, she is never, she may stray off the path, but he is going to, like, he will, he's a good shepherd. He will bring her back in. Yeah. She knows the Lord. You know, she's not going to, you know, so, and it's just really been, it's been a lesson for me of allowing your child to have their own journey, which is the most important thing, I think. Otherwise, if you're trying to control their journey, which I see a lot of parents doing, because they want, like, you have to be a Christian. You have to do this. You have to do this. You have to go to church. You have to, like, it's all you're going to do. You're basically, like, you're muzzling the ox. You know, you're kind of, like, you're basically forcing them to do something that they don't want to do, which is just going to make them want to run away from it even more.
Yeah, and it's, like, they're taking too seriously talking about, like, raising your kids up in the way they should go. And it's not like he's taking some laissez-faire hands-off, like, just letting me do whatever I want when run free.
Right.
But it's boundaries, you know what I mean? It's, like, knowing when to step in and when not to step in. And, like, most of the time, like, if, or at least for me, I know if I want to do something, I'm going to do it.
Right.
You know what I mean? That is my, I have to learn a lot of lessons the hard way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And a lot of, most parents, almost all parents, just, like, kids think they're just, they hate them and trying to control them. And what I've heard from my friends, just, like, constantly just, like, crying out, I just feel like my parents don't care about me. Like, they only care about, like, my decisions in life and where I'm going to college and, like, what my grades are. You know what I mean? And it's coming out of a place of love. Just most parents just don't know how to show that.
Yeah. Yeah, because I was thinking, you know, I'm listening to what your friends would say, like, you know, all they care about is where am I going to college and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, no, that's coming from a place of love.
Yeah.
It's just, it is very difficult, I think, sometimes for parents to show, like, well, I care about those things. And then there's the follow-up sentence, because I care about you, I care about your future, I want you to have the best life. I think parents can be really lazy or not very thoughtful about explaining the reasoning behind things, because, and I'll tell you, it may have to do a lot with generations and parenting. Like, there was no thought on God's green earth that my mother was explaining why she said no.
Yeah.
I mean, by the time, because I said no, okay, or I'm getting smacked. You know, I mean, there was no back and forth dialogue. I mean, I hate to say it, but this kind of happened when we had kids. Because when my mother would watch me explaining to Christian, well, no, sweetie, the reason why mommy wants you to eat this way and not that way, my mom looked at me and she goes, what are you, stupid? He's a child. He doesn't get to, you don't get to dialogue with him. You tell him what to do. And she's right a little bit, but she was also wrong a lot of bit. Because kids are not stupid. They know what's going on when it's going on. And us, I mean, God sort of dignifies us by treating us as people. Mm-hmm. And there is a certain amount of, if not explaining about what the plan is, certainly explaining about who he is and why the plan will be okay. So at least you can build that trust thing.
Yeah, and I've seen that, like, with Serenity. She's basically been a lawyer since she was 12 years old.
You know,
she
and Christian.
Arguments and counter-arguments.
Of course.
And she's almost too smart for her own good sometimes.
Yeah, of course.
And so, but she's different from, like, my boys. My boys are kind of, they're much more kind of passive, like, all right, well, if dad said no, so we're just, whereas Serenity's like, I don't agree with this at all. And I'm going to give you X, Y, and Z of why what you're saying is wrong.
I've written essays before about certain things.
Yeah.
Like, it's,
and I'm like, and you know, and so I've kind of, and at the beginning it was threatening as a parent.
Yeah.
And I didn't react to that well when she first started it. Cause I'm like, you're 11 years old. Like, like, you don't know anything, you know, but then like, as I've like kind of looking back and what I've realized is like, she actually, that's her personality was just different.
Yeah.
She needed, and she's, and like, and that part of her is just like me, which is probably why it rubbed me the wrong way.
Right.
Because I need to have, like, I don't accept anything because somebody tells it to me.
Exactly.
And so, like, so she just needed that.
Right.
And once I finally learned that, now we can actually have these conversations.
Yeah.
We can have these dialogue. Like, Saran, this is why what you're thinking about doing is really stupid. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, but I want to do this. Okay, well, that's an interesting, okay, how can we do that with this? You know what I mean? So you have these kinds of things, and where she can, where I'm a helper more than I'm just an overlord.
Which is, it's hard for a parent to, you almost feel like you're being relegated to a role, like you're being demoted from being parent, and now we have to be friends. But in a certain sense, it's interesting. It's like you pray, God, give me a smart child, but please make them dumb. You know? Like, so they don't question me too much, because Christian is brilliant.
Yeah, you guys, you've always had the same thing.
Yeah.
Sure.
And now at 26, like the beauty is, and the beauty of what God has formed with you guys is, look, the closeness is there. Christina and I were talking about this last night. Like, she's like, I always want to be close to Josh and Nikki, and that does come when you really do care about your parenting, yeah, and you're really trying, and you're trying to build relationship while still having the boundaries of being a parent. So at 26, I still have my son, but I've had to learn, and I learned it late. You know, he would definitely be the one to tell you, like, my mom wouldn't let me fly in a plane alone until I was 21. I was gonna control those plane crashes as long as I could. You know?
If you're going down, I'm going down with you.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It was psycho. A lot of that had to do with being a single mom.
Yeah.
A lot of it had to do with, you know, my testimony. Christian saved my life in a prison cell. You know, I met Jesus with this child in me, and like there was so much caught up in it that God had to really, he was so merciful when I think about it, because I think most kids, he would have just wrestled them out of the mom's hand and been like, okay, look, dude, sit down. But he kind of had such grace for me in the journey. And Christian and I, we talk so openly about all of this stuff, but there was this point where I'm like, he's graduating college. Mm-hmm. And he, you know, he played basketball overseas here in Europe a couple of years in Italy. And I didn't sleep for 2 years. And, I mean, because for fear that if the phone rang, I would be asleep and miss his call. You know, with the time difference in Europe and America. Yeah. I mean, that was bad. When I said I didn't sleep for 2 years, I did not sleep for 2 years. And then finally, somewhere in there, around the time he was coming back, I was like, you got to stop. You got to stop. You got to. He knows the Lord.
Right.
He's got to go on his journey, and you've got to allow him the dignity of his journey.
Right.
Yeah.
And if you want him to come to you.
And it's what God does to us, right?
Totally.
He doesn't control us. He doesn't control. He allows us to bump into the walls. He allows us to, you know what I mean? To like, because sometimes, sometimes you just don't learn until you've bumped into a few walls.
Yeah.
But it's, love is freedom. That's what I've discovered. Is you can't have true love without total freedom.
Yeah,
and, you know, I have to give Serenity the total freedom to, like, she makes her decisions.
Yeah.
You know, and there will be consequences. There won't be, I'm not going to bring down punishment, but there will be consequences, right? And I still struggle with that. You know, like, my natural go-to is I want to punish, because that's, like, that's what a parent, that's what you're used to doing as a parent.
Yeah.
But, like, she's an adult. So I'm like, I can't do things.
Sort
of. You know what I'm saying? I can't punish her the way I used to. Now it's always, now the only thing I have is, like, I'm going to take your phone away. That's the only threat that actually matters.
Yeah, I mean, the punishment options get very limited when it's like, what are you going to do? Well, I mean, you know,
you can take my car, but then I won't be able to get anywhere.
Like, you're going to take me everywhere.
Yeah.
Right. Well, but I always say, though, one of the toughest things about being a parent is dealing with disciplining your kids, because disciplining your kids is a complete encroachment on your life and your freedom. But we can't be lazy about it, because in reality, like, there were times where, you know, I had to take something from Christian, or, okay, that's it, you're grounded for the weekend, you can't go out. And it was like, well, there goes your weekend. You know, and I really sometimes didn't follow through, and I went anyway, and so then he was just free to do what he wanted to do. But I pretty quickly realized, like, no, you have to follow through on it. And I think they know also, like, well, you know, dad doesn't really want to give up the whole weekend. Like, so, yeah. I mean, in how much do you work that?
Oh.
Oh, she's a professional worker.
That's not an issue.
No. You know, I mean, you know, you see that we have conflict.
Yeah, oh my gosh, yeah.
You know, so, like, do you know that you're taking advantage of your dad in conflict when you are And then how many times do you just do it anyway, or how many times do you get convicted and go, no, I'm not gonna do that?
I don't think I've ever really been convicted and been like, no, I'm not gonna do that. But that's me personally.
That's not her problem.
That's not my problem. No, I mean, like,
Saran,
honesty, okay?
You're being so honest. It's true. Because, you know, like, for all of you watching, strong-willed kids are, and you're strong-willed.
Yeah.
You're strong-willed, you're smart, you're everything, I gotta tell you, you're everything that it really takes to survive in the world today, but you are every challenge to a parent. Yeah. And I know, because I have one just like you, you know, and I think the growth process is, it's mutual.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, here's a perfect example. This is one of our more famous ones. So, as punishment once, so one of the things that we did is on our phones, you can do this thing where you can basically control how much they're on their phones, right?
Oh.
Like the screen time or whatever it is.
Oh. Christine and I are like, what's the name of that
but
device?
But to do it, on the iPhones, but to do it, you have to have like a 4-digit passcode. So she happened to see me punching in the passcode once. So she knew what my passcode, but she didn't tell me she knew. And so I'm thinking the whole time, she's not using her phone after 11 o'clock at night. Come to find out, I'm like, I'm going to bed and I hear her talking up and I'm like, who's she talking to? Her phone doesn't work. And I go up there and she's just talking, just doing it. And I'm like, how are you on your phone? She's like, well, I know what the password was. And it's like, no, you know, and I'm like, Serena, you know why I was turning this off. And she's like, I know, I just didn't agree with it. So it's like one of our most famous.
It makes it sound awful.
Moment where I'm like, Serenity, like, she's like, and that's always been with her. Again, and it's very much like me. Like, I don't agree with the ruling. I think the ruling is stupid. Therefore, I'm going to ignore the ruling.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And it's like, okay. And so that's been a real challenge for us of like, how can I teach you to also respect me as a parent? You know what I mean? And I think I'd be interested to hear what your thought of like the struggle to like even respect parents. Like, respect your parents' decisions even when you don't agree with them.
Yeah.
Oh, you know something? Yeah. Let's end this week right there. We're gonna come back next week with more of Darren Wilson and Serenity Wilson and a really open, honest conversation about parenting and being a teenager and navigating all of this in the kingdom of God and sometimes out of the kingdom of God if we're really real about it, right? So I'm Cynthia Garrett. Christina, take us out. We'll see you next week. Hi, everyone. It's me, Cynthia Garrett. I hope you're enjoying the sessions. And I just wanted to encourage you to pick up a copy of Prodigal Daughter, A Journey Home to Identity. It's my testimony. And you know, I always say that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Our testimonies are our story of what God has done in our life. So I hope that you'll share this journey with me through my book and through the many lessons that God taught me through sexual abuse, rape, cancer, being a single mom, and dealing with all kinds of issues just like every one of you has dealt with. Prodigal Daughter, I hope you'll pick up your copy today.